The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos Tafei Aleph Amid Beis, at the end of Perek Shmini, Perek Hamaisi Yayin, discusses being mekaneach one's body after using the Beis Akisei on Shabbos, and the Gemara discusses various ways that it would be mutter and various ways that it would be usher. And towards the end of the Gemara brings down a member from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says on Rabbi Yochanan had said, also lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. The person is not allowed to use a cheres, an earthenware keli, to be mekaneach on Shabbos, because inevitably hair will be pulled out on Shabbos, which is also. The Gemara questions this by asking, Alma Dovish Ein Meskavin Osir. We see from this memory that Rabbi Yochanan held that Dovish Ein Meskavin would be Osir. V'Homer Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kistam Mishnah. We have another memory of Rabbi Yochanan that says that whenever a Mishnah is brought down Stam, without an author, without naming the one who wrote the Mishnah, the Halacha is like that Mishnah. Utnan, and there is a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah that discusses a nazir, that says that a nazir is chayteh u'mefasfes. A nazir is allowed to smooth out his hair, and he's allowed to brush his hair, because we're not chayshesh, that hair will be pulled out. But he's not allowed to comb his hair with a comb, because when he combs his hair, it's considered a psik resha. It's something that's inevitable to happen. When combing hair, inevitably, hairs will definitely be pulled out. And there's a halacha that a nazir is not allowed to pull out any hairs. He's not allowed to cut his hair, shave his hair. And therefore, when he combs his hair, even though it's a double shein miskaving, we see Rabbi Yochanan says that even though he's not mechaving to do this thing, he doesn't want the hair to be pulled out. It's not his intention, but still it's also because it's a psik resha, it's something that's inevitable. It definitely is going to happen that hair will be pulled out. And the Gemara questions this and discusses how we can reconcile these two memories of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Kiva Eger once sent a tshuva, a question based on this Gemara, to the Chassam Sofer. The tshuva Chassam Sofer in Chelek Yerideya brings down the tshuva Kuf Lamed Tes. He brings down the tshuva from Harav HaGoyin HaGodol HaAmiti HaMeforsam Ka'arugas HaBoisem Moiri Akiva Eger Neiriyor Av Bezdin V'ram De Kehila Kedisha Friedland. He quotes in the tshuva how Rabbi Kiveger asked based on this Gemara that if we see that a nadir is not allowed to comb his hair, because since a nadir is also to be megaleach, to shave or to cut his hair, and by combing his hair inevitably some hairs will be pulled out, questions Rabbi Kiveger, has any yid in Klal Yisrael allowed to comb their payas? The Isser in the Torah, in various places, the Torah discusses u'pa'as v'konon lo yigalechu, and payas ha'roish, there's the Isser of lo yisashchit pa'as zikonecho, lo yisakifu pa'as roishachem. You're not allowed to even out the payas of your roish, and you're not allowed to be mashchit the payas of the zaken. So how is it possible that a person is allowed to comb his beard or his payas if there's an Isser to pull out here? And we know, you see by nazir, that if a person combs his hair, inevitably hair will come out, and therefore nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why is any yid in Klal Yisrael allowed to comb his payas? So in order to deal with this question, we have to delve a little bit into the isser of hashchasa, of ripping out a beard, of shaving a beard with a tar, with a razor, or the Isra of Hakofa of Loisakifu Pa'as Roishachem. There's two lavim in the Torah. Loisakifu Pa'as Roishachem or Pa'as Akonim Lo Yigalechu. We notice different words are mentioned for the Pasuk that deals with the Payas HaRoish and the Payas HaZokin. The Gemara in Makris in Daf Chof Aleph says as follows. Tanur Rabbon, it says in the Pasuk, Pa'as Akonim Lo Yigalechu. A person is not allowed to be megaleach, to shave the payas of the zokin of the beard. Yochal afilu golchoi bimisparayim. I would think that even a person is also not allowed to be magaleya to shave with scissors. Talmud loymar loy sashchis. The only thing that's also is hashchos, is totally eradicating the hairs, the facial hairs from the beard. Yochol umlochtu b'maklet, which is a omnis Rashi explains, that normally used to smooth out wood, to sand down wood. I would think that if a person shaves with such a kli, that would also be also tamalim lo yigalechu. It has to be kederach. The Rashi explains it has to be kederach shemegalchen. It has to be in the normal way that a person is megaleach, and that is with a tar. Okay, so says the Gemara. Giluach sheyesh v'yashchosa, has to be a giluach. It means it has to be in the normal manner of giluach in order to be aser, and it also has to have a hashchosa. You have to totally cut off the hair in a manner that will totally eradicate the hair. Havayom is that tar. The only way to do that is through a tar. So it's pretty clear through the Gemara Makas that the iser is to cut with a tar. Now this pasuk is talking about pa'at zekonam lo yigalechu. It's clear from the Gemara in Makos that when we deal with the peis hazaken, when we deal with the actual beard, the only thing that would be asur v'deraisa and chayiv would be through a tar, through an actual razor, which totally gets to the root of the hair. Now, what is the halacha? We know many people shave their beard, but peis haroish, the sideburns until the lechi, until the cheekbone, they leave. And what is the makar for that? Why is that? So we see such a difference, such a chiluk in the Torah Koyanim in Parshas Metzora. Brings down haroish also in Mitzrayim kibitar. The roish, the peis haroish, a person is even also in Mitzrayim like a razor. If it's a Mitzrayim that gets very close, if it's cut off in the same fashion that a razor would cut off, which means to totally cut it all the way that it can't be seen anymore. Vazokin in also in Mitzrayim katar, but a zokin, a person is allowed to shave his zokin like in a manner with a scissor, even if it gets very close. But if it's with a scissor, it's not a tar mamish. If it's not a razor, it's not your person is not using actually a razor, it would be mutar sezateris kainen. Now the Rambam and the Smag do not differentiate between the peis haroish and the peis hazaken. The Rambam in Perek Yudbeis in Hilchos Avodas Kechavim actually gives us a reason as to why a person is not allowed to shave his peyos. And the Rambam says, "Ein megalchen peyosei haroish k'moish ha'yoyis l'oydei kechavim." Just like the oydei kechavim would shave and be megalech and shave all their peyos, their five peyos, shenemal is a kifu pa'as roishchem. A person is not allowed to even out the peyos of the roish and make a circular and cut off his hair in a circular manner, taking off the peyos haroish. V'chayev al kol peya upeya. And the Rambam continues and says, upeya zusha menichim in halacha vav. He says, upeya zusha menichim betzdoyim le'nosnu boi chachamim shir. There's no shir how much peyos a person has to leave. V'shamanu mizekneinu. And we heard elderly, a person has to leave 40 saros on his peyos haroish in order for it not to be over and not to transgress the avera of leis hakifu. And the Rambam says very clearly, it's mutter through a scissor. That's not a problem. The whole iser is with a razor. And the Rambam Shita is, it's brought in the Torah. The Torah brings the Shita of the Rambam that holds that the only iser of cutting off peyos haroish or peyos hazaken is only when one uses a tar when one uses a razor. The tour in Simikuf Pei Aleph in Yoridea brings down, because of a Rambam, She'ein Chayiv Ela B'tar, that a person is not Chayiv on Hashkasa, on cutting off his payos, only if he uses a razor. Avol B'Misparayim K'maytar, even if it's a Misparayim, it's just as if it's a Tar Mutter. But the tour brings another Shita. The tour brings a Shita of the Adon Yavi Arosh, his father, the Rosh, the Tzuchorin L'Vrocha, Kosar She'gam B'Misparayim Nami Chayiv Al Payos HaRosh. That when it comes to Payos HaRosh, a person is not allowed to even cut off his payas harosh with a scissor if it's going to be similar to a tar, if it's going to be a close cut that's going to take off the hair if it's in a similar fashion. Even though it's a scissor, when it comes to payas harosh, it would be a problem. And the reason why there's a difference between a payas harosh and payas hazaken according to the Rosh is if one is medayik in the psukim, we can see such a difference in the psukim himself. When it comes to the payas hazaken, It clearly says that the itzer, the prohibition of cutting off payas hazaken, is upa'as zekonam lo yigalechu. You should not shave. Giluas is daska v'tar. In other words, there's no problem of being makif. The pasuk tells us by payas haroish lo yitashchisu pa'as zekonecho. The hashkasa is the problem by the payas hazaken. When it comes to payas haroish, it says loisakifu payas haroishcha. Do not be makif. Do not make it seem and similar that you shouldn't cut the hair in a way that you'll be makif the payas haroish, and it'll be cut in a manner that creates a circular formation of the hair around the person's head. So the problem there is not, you don't need the problem of hashchasa, of eradicating the hair entirely. The other problem is loisa kifu pa'as reishchem. You should not cut the hair, even misvarayim, if it's very close and it can't be seen. So you're creating this circular form, which the Avdei Chachamim in the olden days used to walk around with such a hairstyle that the entire payas was cut off. So even if you're not being mashkas the payas, you're not cutting it like a tar would cut it and totally destroying the hair, but rather you're cutting it with just a very close cut through a scissor with a misparayim kitar, that is a problem when it comes to payas harosh. Conversely, when it comes to payas hazaken, there the pasuk is makbid, the Torah tells us loishashchisu, you should not destroy the payas hazaken, and there the only way to be over, according to everybody, would be through a tar. Now, if we analyze these two shitos, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person is allowed to cut off the payas haroish with a scissor, as well as the payas hazaken. So, according to the Rambam, the shaila of Rabbi Kiveger does not start. Rabbi Kiveger asks how a person is allowed to comb his payas. The Rambam says combing is not a problem, because the only time it's a problem is only where if cutting it with a scissor would be a problem, so then combing could be similar to a scissor. So according to the Rambam, there's no problem to cut the payas hazaken with a scissor, and not only that, there's also no problem, even the payas haroish, a person is allowed to cut with a scissor. Therefore, combing is not a problem, even though it's a psik reisha. But it's only psikresha, it's only inevitable that some hairs will come out, only by way of scissor, and it wouldn't be considered a razor, and therefore there's no problem. But according to the Rosh, who said that when you're dealing with the payas haroish, there not only is a razor outer, but even a misparayim kitar, even if there's a misparayim that you're cutting with scissors in a manner that's similar to cutting of the cutting of a razor, there would be a problem, and therefore Rabbi Kiveger has a very strong question: how is a person allowed to comb his payas? If we see by Nazir that a Nazir is not allowed to comb because combing inevitably will rip out hairs, how is a person allowed to comb his payas on Shabbos? How is a person allowed to comb his payas where in a manner that combing the payas will rip out the hairs? So, Rabbi Chaim Sofer and Rabbi Kiveger provides with the Torah here, and he seems to be machmir that a person should be careful not to put a comb that has strong bristles that's going to inevitably rip out ears, should not comb his pates. Says the Chassam Sofer that that's not true. He says, "Loi mi boi." First of all, one can't bring a raya, says the Chassam Sofer, from a nazir. By a nazir, the halacha is the issur by nazir is not that you're not allowed to cut the hairs. By nazir, the mitzvah is gadol pera sa roisha. The nazir has a mitzvah that he has to let his hair grow. So putting a comb to his hair, which inevitably will rip out some hairs, is the antithesis, contradicts this mitzvah to let it grow. By a nazir, there's an issur to take out any amount of hair from his body, from his head, because the mitzvah is that he has to let it grow positively. And ripping out even two hairs is considered that you contradicted and you violated the mitzvah of let the hair grow. When we look at the peyus, the halacha that you're not allowed to cut off peyus, there says the Chassam Sofer, there's no halacha that you can't rip out two hairs, according to the Rambam and according to others. The halacha there is you cannot cut off the peyus in a manner that it will leave a makif. It will leave that circular formation that the Oidei Techavim used to walk around with. So even if a person inevitably does cut out hairs with a misperayim, as long as there's enough hair to continue, and it would not be cause the circular formation of the hair, that would be acceptable. There would not be a problem. And he brings this, the Rambam that we read earlier. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav says that there's no shear of how much a person's not allowed to rip out, but he has to keep 40 sa'aros. He has to keep 40 years on his pace. In other words, that even though Me'ikar Adin, as long as there's a few hairs left and you weren't totally makif the hairline, and the makif take off the pay is causing a circular formation, it's okay. Says the Rambam that a person should leave 40 because it should be visible, it should be visible to all that there's no hakafa, that it's not cut off totally. So the shear that the zakenim, the elderly of the Rambam, put forth was 40 years. But really, if a person cuts off two years, he would not be even the yisur of paras roishchem, of leisakifu paras roishchem, because he wasn't makif. But there's an inyan, and a person should keep a significant amount of hair that a person, it could be visible to all, that he wasn't makif. But says the Chassam Sofer that there's a shita of the smag. The smag brings down the Rambam shita, and the Rambam says that he argues on the Rambam. The Rambam says as long as you have 40 years that you're okay and there's no problem. Says the smag, it's not true. He argues on the Rambam and he says yesh l'siyashe b'dover. Because the Tosefta in Makkos says, he brings a raya from a Tosefta in Makkos. The Tosefta in Makkos says, Yesh toile shtei sa'arois, v'chayev mishum nazir u'mishum makif. It's possible that a person should rip out two hairs, and he could be chayev two serious averas. The avera of nazir, and the avera of makif of being sakif u'pas roishchem. So says the smag, we see here that a person could violate the issur of lois akifu b'has roishchem by even cutting off two hairs. That's enough to violate, and you don't have to. And even if a person has many hairs on his peyus roish, but if he cuts off two hairs, that would be enough to violate this issur of lois akifu. The Ketz of Mishnah and the Nemuke Yosef and others ask on the smart. They disagree. What do you see from this Tosefta, asked the Yerushalayim and the Achronim? What do you see from here, because it says, Yesh toilish shtei sa'aros v'chayev mishum nazir mishum makif? Maybe we're talking about the last two hairs. And therefore, of course, he's oyver. If he only does one hair, it could be he would not be oyver because it's not considered a malacha, it's not considered cutting. The chiddush is that a person can cut two hairs. Maybe it's talking about the last two hairs, that two hairs of the peyas harosh that he has. Where does one see from here that even if the person has a lot of hair on his peyas, cutting off two hairs would be enough? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Mugi Yosef and others come to the try to answer the words of the Rambam against the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, and they justify the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person would not be over the Yisr by just cutting off two hairs. As long as he has many hairs left, there would not be an Yisr to cut off two of those hairs, even with a tar or even with a misparayim scissors that's like a tar. If you cut it very close, as long as you're not cutting, as long as you're leaving a significant amount, the actual cutting of two hairs would not violate the Yisr, and therefore that would be an answer to the Kvegas Kasha. How is it that we're allowed to comb payas, even though combing payas will inevitably rip out hairs, but that there's no problem because as long as a person has a significant amount of hair, there would not be a problem, says the Chassam Sofer, to comb hair, even if Pitaka would cut off some of the hairs of his payas harosh. Adds the Chassam Sofer one last heter, and he says that it's clear from the Mishnah and from the Tosefta and from other places that definitely these two chumers together don't coincide. There are those. There's one chumra that a person is not allowed to even cut off his payas harosh with a mitzvarayim, and here in order to say that it would be usur, that it would be prohibited to comb here, we have to come out to two separate chumras. One chumra is that a person is not allowed to cut his hair with misparayim, and therefore a comb which acts as a misparayim would also be usur. And the second chumra would be that a person's chayiv, even on just cutting off two hairs, even if he has many more hairs than the hairs that he's cutting off. These two chumras cannot go hand in hand, because if that's true, says the Chassam Sofer, that it would be usur for a person to cut aydei misparayim, even two hairs, even if he has a lot of hairs, and these two chumras would go work together and say that a person is not allowed to cut even two hairs with a scissor, then we have a kasha on today's Mishnah, on the Mishnah that's brought down in today's Gemara, the Pei Aleph and Beis. We brought down the Tanan, the Stam Mishnah, that says, Nazir Choyfeifu Mitzvahsveis Avaloyz Toirik. If we wanted to say a Chiddush, says the Chassam Sofer, that a person is not allowed to comb his hair, why would we jump to Nazir? Let us say this special Chiddush by a regular person and say that a person is not allowed to comb his payas hazakeh. We don't find this halacha, we don't find the Mishnah, or anything similar to this, the Sefer Brisa that says that a person is not allowed to comb his payas harosh. If it was true that a person is not allowed to cut off his payas harosh with a mitzvarayim, with a scissor, and he's not allowed to even cut off two hairs, even though he's left with many hairs on his payas harosh, so the Gemara, the Mishnah, should have said a tremendous chiddush that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael, a person is not allowed to comb his payas like a mikvegas kasha. And because the Gemara, the Mishnah limits this question, limits this chiddush to Nazir, so we see that by a regular payas harosh, one of these chiddushim must not be true, and therefore the Chassam Sofer's position is that it's mutter gomer, there's no problem to comb one's payas harosh, even though it will definitely cause hairs to be pulled out, to be cut off from his payas harosh, that it's not a problem. And Rabbi Kveger felt that even though Rabbi Kveger felt it was a problem, some Sefer Paschim's halacha, that it would not be a problem based on the tshuva presented.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.